Radio now.
Well, if it's not happening now, who cares?
Because of us, it's morning in America.
Breakfast, honey?
Thanks. Hey, is this real pork?
Because of us, people in the Great Plains are just plain doing things. Little things, like taking money from machines.
Hey, stop, kid. I'm not a machine.
Because of us, they're roasting East Coast marshmallows on the West Coast.
Wow, these taste like pork.
We're the people of U.S. Plus. Guess what we do?
Chemistry?
Transportation?
Pork?
Kind of. U.S. Plus. We own the idea of America.
Well, that about does it for me, the live Earl Jive. Tune in again tomorrow for another thrill-packed episode. Beverly?
Goodbye.
Good night, everybody. Richard Balls is next.
Summertime.
Richard Balls. And it is my my pleasure to welcome you and the Sneaker Pimps to Smooth Jive.
Take me down, about music or mathematics or planets too far for the eye? Do you dream about Jesus or quantum mechanics or angels who sing lullabies? His fontanelle pulses with lives that he's lived, with memories he'll learn to ignore. And when it is closed, he already knows he's forgotten all he knew before. But when sleep sets in, history begins. But the future will win when you dream. What do you dream about when you dream? What do you dream about? Are they color or black and white, Yiddish or English, or languages not yet conceived? Are they silent or boisterous? Do you hear noises just loud enough to be perceived? Do you hear Del Shannon's runaway playing on transistor radio waves? With so little experience, you might not yet cognizant, are you wise beyond your few days? When you dream, what do you dream about? 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 When you dream.
Hi, my name is Sally Tucker, and I work in the administrative office of Compulai Teledyne in Beauharnois, Quebec. Especially love smooth jive.
Smooth jive.
Hello, hello. Is there anybody in there? Just not if you can hear me. Is there anyone home? Come on, come on down. Get you on your feet again. Relax, relax, relax. I need some information first. Just the basic facts. Can you show me where it hurts?
There is no pain you are receding. A distant shit smoke. When I was a child, I
sick. Can you stand up?
Pink Floyd. Oh, gee, I've got this cold. Anyway, Pink Floyd and Comfortably Numb, also the Bare Naked Ladies, When You Dream, and Sneaker Pimps, Six Underground, right after Earl Jive's last song, Sublime, with Doing Time. I just can't get rid of this cold. I don't know. I've taken about 17 antibiotics, and I've got about four or five different kinds of pills. I've taken some prescriptions of friends of mine, and I just can't seem to shake it. And then Earl Jive leaves me with that song that he left me with, and now he's walking into the studio again. Earl!
Yeah?
What brings you back here?
Well, Richard, actually, it's funny you should ask, but we have a new sponsor on the International Radio Jive morning program and also on the Jive Home Show, which, as you know, I also host. I think Andy Zemes, one of the snakes from the sales department, set it up. It's the Babylon Coffee Cafe.
And that's nice that you've got a new sponsor. That's just lovely. However, what does that have to do with me and the Smooth Jive program?
Well, actually, Richard, the folks at the Babylon Coffee Cafe have requested that I be their spokesperson, and they're going to pay me $100 for every live commercial I read, not only on the morning and afternoon shows, but Andy threw in a whole bunch of free bonus spots on the Smooth Jive program, and I get $100 for each of those, too.
So you get $100 even though it's a bonus spot on my show on Smooth Jive, and you're getting $100. Oh, that really, no wonder I'm sick. Go ahead, take it away.
Thank you, Richard. Have you ever suddenly felt inspired, perhaps by your surroundings and a fresh hot cup of gourmet coffee? Well, inspiration is right around the corner at your local Babylon Coffee Cafe. Babylon specializes in world-class coffees like Hawaiian Kona, Jamaican Blue Mountain, and Columbia Supremo. And, you know, Babylon custom brews each cup fresh when you order it. A hot cup of Java might be just what you need for a well-deserved break or a shot of inspiration. Or treat yourself to an espresso, cappuccino, latte, or one of Babylon's specialty ice blended drinks. Hay ocho tiendas to serve you worldwide, a la Rambla in Barcelona, in Madrid, Cerca del Prado, Nice, Paris, Saint-Tropez, Au Vieux Montréal, in Toronto's Eaton Center, and in Times Square, New York City. Look for the newest Babylon Coffee Cafe, opening in the spring of 99, the 10,000-seat Coffeetorium in Butt-Pudding, Kentucky. Inspiration is just a shot away at the Babylon Coffee Cafe.
Are you done? You know, Starbucks, they have a good product. Smooth Jive Time Check. In Seattle and Vancouver, it's 9:18. 12:18 in New York and Miami. And in Paris, Geneva, and Zurich, 18 hours, 18 minutes. That's Dizwit. Dizwit. Oh, by the way, I hope you will join me this Saturday in Paris. I'll be with the Radio Now mobile cruiser van giving away bumper stickers and keychains at Le Louvre. You sure that's not Louvre? It's Louvre? Okay, at Le Louvre. Look for the van parked between the glass pyramids. Then join me, Big Richard Balls, this Sunday morning when the Radio Now mobile cruiser van will be parked at St. Peter's Square. We'll be giving away keychains and bumper stickers at the Vatican. Now get there early if you want to see me, because we were there last Easter and the place was packed. So if you want to see me at the Vatican, arrive early this Sunday morning. And also, I'll have two pairs of tickets for the Marilyn Manson concert in Athens, Georgia. Go Bulldogs! We'll have those to give away, too, at the Vatican. Tickets courtesy of Interscope Records Radio Now and the Smooth Jive Show. This is interesting. When Earl Jive was in here doing his commercial, he left a whole bunch of crap on my console. And right on top is a little digital audio cassette tape, a DAT. And apparently, according to what's written on the DAT, it's his Eclectic Afternoon Jive Mix. Well, let's pop it out of the box here and put it in our DAT machine and hear what it sounds like. This is what you'll be hearing on Earl Jive Show this afternoon. And you're hearing it now, first, with Smooth Jive.
We'll be right back. empty silence. The warmth of your hand and a cold gray sky, it fades to the distance.
Thank you. Bye. National Radio Jive. With me, I'm the Live Earl Jive, and my mama used to say, Radio Jive is just like a box of chocolates. You never know what you'll get. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Roots Canada, featuring celebrated shoes and athletic wear all over the world. Wherever you go, look for the beaver.
Too late for me to take a second look. Oh, baby,
I'm Big Richard Balls, and that was Ministry's Work for Love. Also, Jackson 5,
hey,
and I want you...
Richard? Richard?
What? What seems to be the problem?
Earl called on his cell phone. It seems that you played some of his music that he was going to play this afternoon. Is this correct? Now, why would you go and do that?
Look, it was on a DAT tape here. He left it in here on my console when he came in to do his new commercial for the Babylon Coffee Cafe.
There's a reason that he left it here. He has a show this afternoon. He pre-recorded that bit, and you went and used it. You had no right to use it. You have no right to use anyone's material. Nobody's. If it doesn't say Big Richard Balls on it, you are not to use it. Do you understand this?
I was promoing his show. I was promoing his show.
By playing a 25-minute pre-recorded set that he worked 4 hours last night.
I was just going to play the first few notes and promo his show, and then the phone rang, and it was this girl, and I wanted to talk to her about a couple things. Do you know that she actually went to the same school as this guy that I knew? Well, it's not the same school, but they had the same name, Horace Mann. She went to this Horace Mann High School, and that was in California. But the guy that I
Richard,
knew went to Horace
Richard,
Mann in Detroit.
This is supposed to be smooth jive.
Well, if you can't get out of the kitchen, maybe the heat's too hot.
You are an asshole. You are an asshole.
I'm Big Richard Balls, and music continues right after this.
The lottery is the people. The people taking a last chance on themselves. So why shouldn't people just like you spend the next century stuffed with truffles, like lucky tin can opener Juan Lafong?
I won! Now I don't have to work on this finger-cutting machine no more.
Or Itch and Sniff winner Mrs. Manila Envelope.
Finally, I can afford to pay someone to kill my husband.
And the loser's money goes to our schools, for embedding mental detectors in our kids, and to our prisons, so they can have Sadie Hawkins Day. Lottery luck. It's only a buck away.
Triple rip-off, millennial snatch and lick. It's rolled over to $180 billion. Drawings at midnight, so if anybody still has a chance, it must be you.
Radio now.
If it's not now, you're dead meat.
We'll be right back.
Jive.
The word is about, there's something evolving. Whatever may come, the world keeps revolving. They say the next big thing is here, that the revolution's near. But to me it seems quite clear that it's all just a little bit of history repeating.
München, Frankfurt und Hamburg, es ist 1900 Uhr. Guten Abend.
In Chativa, Valencia y Zaragoza son las 19. Buena noche.
Boy, I'd have a buena noche if I was munching on some of them Frankfurts or Hamburgs. In fact, you could throw some of that Dijon on there, too.
At Dijon, il est 19
heures. Smooth.
You saw sagacious Solomon. You know what came of him. To him complexity seems plain. He cursed the hour that gave birth to him. And saw that everything was vain. How great and wise was Solomon. The world, however, didn't wait. but soon observed what followed on. It's wisdom that had brought him to this state. How fortunate the man with none. How fortunate the man with none. You saw courageous Caesar next. You know what he became. They deified him in his life, then had him murdered just the same. And as they raised the fatal knife, how loud he cried, "You too, my son." The world, however, didn't wait, but soon observed what followed on. It's courage that had brought him to that state. How fortunate the man with none. How fortunate the man with none. Socrates, the man who never lied. They weren't so grateful as you'd think. Instead, the rulers fixed to have him tried and handed him the poison drink. How honest was the people's noble song. The world, however, didn't wait, but soon observed what followed on. It's honesty that brought him to that state. How fortunate the man with none. How fortunate the man with none. Here you can see respectable folk keeping to God's own law. So far he hasn't taken heed. You who sit safe and warm indoors, help to relieve our bitter need.
how virtuously we had begun. The world, however, didn't wait, but soon observed what followed on. It's fear of God that brought us to that state. How fortunate the man with none. How fortunate the man with none.
Begin in 5 moments, the mindless voice announced. All those unseated will await the next show. We filed slowly, languidly into the hall. The auditorium was vast and silent. As we seated and were darkened, the voice continued. The program for this evening is not new. You have seen this entertainment through and through. You've seen your birth, your life, and death. You might recall all of the rest. Did you have a good world when you died? Enough to base a movie on?
I remember it. In Dublin in a rainstorm. Sitting in the long grass in summer. Keeping warm. Every restless night. We were so young then. We thought that everything we could possibly do was right. And we moved, stolen from our very eyes. And I wondered where you went to. And tell me, when did the light die? You'll return, the phoenix from the flame. You will learn, you'll rise. You'll return, be what you are. Do you want to do?
Telling me that you love me, but just sometimes I wonder if I should believe.